you said it would feel that good, and it does.
Breastfeeding burns 500 calories a day. 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
Hi, this is Derek McKenzie from Jamiroquai, and you're listening to Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha on 91.3 WTSR Trenton.
Three's not a crowd. I'm a man. I'm a man. She likes boys. She likes girls. Twists her little fingers round those supernatural curls. There's a spider in her eyes, something she can't disguise from me. I'm a man.
91.3 WTSR, Open Your Mind, Double Shot of Jamiroquai. Radio before that feels just like it should. I love Jamiroquai. It's my favorite group, and I'm just waiting and waiting for any new information from their new album, which is due out.
It's forthcoming.
It's coming out hopefully between like May and September, but they haven't announced anything. Like the name of the album, songs, how many.
Well, they don't really... since Traveling Without Moving, they don't really push Jamiroquai in the States as much as they should.
Yeah, but even over in the UK, like, there's no information anywhere in the world, period. And the fact that he is a huge artist elsewhere.
Right.
You know, like, you think there'd be something, but there's nothing worldwide.
Just keep it on the DL. He's waiting.
It's not true. Synchronized did really well in the States.
Did it?
Sales-wise. I mean, it really didn't produce any hits. Now, no one really realized who he was till Napoleon Dynamite came out. And they're like, that's a Jamiroquai song. Like, I've been bumping that since 99.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Can't hear it in my ears tonight, baby. Yeah.
I think we should do an all-acoustic show where you just sing all the songs that
I would kill some Growing Pains. And, I don't remember. And some Cheers.
I don't remember.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Oh, do Facts of Life.
Take the one to take the bad facts of life.
Wait, you made Cheers all sexy and then Facts of Life.
I don't know Facts of Life.
All right, we'll do Growing Pains then.
I don't know Growing Pains either. I get Growing Pains mixed up with another song. So I always get it mixed up and I always start singing another song. Yeah, so I'm not going to do that. I read this morning, I was home getting ready to, go to the show, and I was sitting on the interwebs. I read this story about a blind kid from Canada who beat...
It would have to be a Canadian.
Beat Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's a Nintendo 64 game. He is blind. Not like 30% blind or 90% blind. My man, Jordan Werner, is dead blind. Cannot see. He beat the game.
He beat a video... A blind dude beat a video game.
2 years it took him. 2 years of work. And he beat Zelda, a very long game.
Right.
Very hard game. In the game, you got to walk around dungeons. You have to be able to jump, leap. You know, creatures pop up all over the place. You got to take a slingshot. You got to be able to shoot arrows. You got to get on a horse. It is a big game.
I lost 2 weeks of my life to that game during Christmas break in like 99. Like, I did not see anybody for 2 weeks because I was playing that game. That's how intense it was.
And Ganon, at the end, who's the main bad guy.
I was playing that for 3 days.
He was hard. He's very, very hard to beat. So the fact that he went through a whole game blind and beat this hard guy, like, it's just amazing.
What are you doing with your life, people? A blind dude beat this video game.
Yeah.
It makes all gamers in the world just...
All right, but he didn't do it by himself. It's not like he started playing Zelda and figured it all out.
Right.
He's on the interwebs, which I don't know how blind people go on the interwebs, but I guess there's ways. You were saying that.
It's like a speaking spell.
Right. But, you know, he met people. He was actually putting videos of himself trying to beat video games on YouTube. And, you know, it would be little sections, but everyone was kind of enamored. And he said that, you know, his dream is to beat a whole Zelda game. So a bunch of gamers throughout the world decided to come up with all the keystrokes it would take to beat Zelda and worked with him, and eventually he made it. I mean, it took 2 years. He made it all the way through.
Well, good for him.
And that's, you know, it's amazing to me. Like, it's...
See, he's not handicapped. He's handicapable.
Now, and I know video games are visual, but obviously we look at it because we see as a visual experience. So maybe to someone who's blind, it's not just a visual thing. Obviously, he has fun gaming. Like, he plays other games other than Zelda. He actually has a good time doing it. He's not doing it because he's bored and wants to fit around with the controller.
Right.
So obviously, it's something else more than visual. And right, it makes me feel like I didn't do anything with my life.
Well, you've beaten video games before.
Yeah, but not blind. If I sat down and tried to play Zelda blind, I would probably last about 6 minutes before I would probably throw my controller, take off my blindfold, and put in Modern Warfare 2.
Well, why don't we just get the whole entire, you know, gaming community behind you, and they can come up with keystrokes for you, too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even be that patient.
No?
No.
Instant gratification?
instant gratification. That's the way I live the life. But it doesn't say how old he is in the article. I printed this out from Switch.com, but he's been getting news all over, like CNN, like, you know, Huffington Post. You know, they're reporting the story everywhere. And it just says, you know, let's see what he said. He told CNN, every time we make a move, we roll, jump, do anything. We type down on the computer exactly what we're doing. And then Werner then took the manual, had his computer read it back as he played Ocarina. After finally realizing his seemingly impossible goal 2 years later, Werner said, I felt great. I felt strong. I felt like the sky's the limit.
Really? Well, good for him.
It's...
Well, I'm sure he's got endorsement deals coming left and right.
Why not? It said that he wanted to start his own, like, video game company for, like, blind people. Come up with, like, games that they can play. You know, I guess it'd be more sound-oriented, but why not, you know?
I mean, yeah, I mean...
It's, you know, it's, I just...
I think they would be real. I think blind people would be really good at musical games.
Right.
Like Dance Dance Revolution or a version of that, Guitar Hero, DJ Hero, like a version of that designed specifically for blind people. I bet they would rock and that would be really fun.
Yeah. So good for him. Jordan Werner. Again, the story's all over the place today. So if you go on the internet, like I typed, it was on Yahoo, like right. The front page.
Get your money, Jordan. Don't. Get an accountant, get a manager, get an agent.
Yeah. I just, as a gamer, as someone who games all the time,
yeah.
That makes me, it made me smile.
Did you, too bad you didn't get a chance to mention this to that other gamer you talked to, Aisha Tyler.
Yeah. I interviewed Aisha Tyler last week. The interview is up. I think I posted, no, I didn't post a link on our page.
You did it on your Twitter, though.
On my Twitter. She's a really cool chick. You know, not only is she like beautiful and smart and funny, but she's a big gamer as well. Huge gamer.
Every geek in listening distance is like, oh, she's a gamer, huh?
Well, she says she gets so many requests, like friend requests, and every yeah. time she pops on, it's like she has 30 messages from like geeks. So she's like, you know, I really don't like to give out my gamer name because I told her I'd school her. She's like, all right, send me your name, buddy.
Really?
Because I'm going to teabag you. Like a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, I would.
You didn't read my interview yet. That's why.
I'll read it.
It's pretty funny.
I'm going to school her.
We talk about like getting beat up by kids. And because one of my, like, I just remember playing Left 4 Dead with you. It's a 4-player game. And me and Jeff were just trying to enjoy the game and go through slow and just beat everybody.
Right.
And these dudes we were playing with were like 9 miles ahead of us.
Right. And it's like the whole entire object of Left 4 Dead is it's a team effort. All four members of your party are supposed to stay together, have each other's backs. And these two douches were just...
They just ran.
They just ran.
Like, that's no fun. Why do you want to run through a level?
That's real life. You run from danger in real life.
Yes. You don't die in the video game. You mean you die, but it's that's the point. It's to shoot right. The zombies. So they should have their own game, Zombie Douche.
Zombies.
Made by coming this summer from Bungie.
You know, that's probably coming out. I would not be surprised.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really will be called Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. We'll get with Jordan, Werner.
Yeah.
We'll come up with our own ideas. We'll pitch it.
Yo, let's get Aisha Tyler to play Left 4 Dead with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Hopefully she leaves your ass like you left mine that one time.
I told you to run.
I'm still mad.
I
am still mad. I was playing Left 4 Dead with Jeff. It was me and my buddy Runk. We went all the way through this game. The last level we get to, we ended up like dying once.
No, we died 3 times.
All right. So like the fourth time then, we're almost at the end. My buddy Runk was surrounded. I went back and just like, run. But we went through the whole game together, the whole movie. The black man playing the black man was like, I'm not getting anybody's and left us. Wait. I died.
Who was going to tell you? Drunk died. Who was going to tell your story? Someone had to live. Who was going to tell your story?
You did. Unfortunately, because we were dead.
Wait.
You left for dead.
The tank showed up. I told you, hey guys, the tank's here. Run. You were running towards the tank. I saw you running towards the tank. And then Runk's like,
It's the end of the movie. It's the very end. We made it all the way through alive.
You don't go back.
Man.
You don't go back.
Somewhere Runk is crying.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll leave me for dead.
The next time.
We got to talk about the new Robert Rodriguez flick when we get back.
Machete?
No, Predators.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that.
That looks hot. I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks lukewarm.
It looks hot.
If you have a request, 609-771-2554. That's the request line. Coming up, Predators and Jimi Hendrix. That's right. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your minds.
And always lose. I done lost face too, but I'm sporting they shoes. So let me remind you, I'm the kicks you trying to fit. We outgrew them in high school.
And I promise if you take me home, I'll sing you a song. Never leave me alone. Say, come on, baby, throw me a bone. I'll sing you a song. Never leave me alone. And I promise if you take me home, I'll sing you a song. Never leave me alone. Say, come on, baby, throw me a bone.
Arrogant, man. I think I just, you know, I do what the fuck I does, man. That's just, you kiss my ass.
It's of foremost importance. There is none like unto the brother out this mother. Regardless of stop all the nonsense. You see me lounging, call rhyme sayers office. I've officially lost it. They say my reputation precedes me. I don't know the meaning of off season. I ain't taking it easy. Ain't taking a day off. Never had an off night. Never been laid off. I live on the job site. It all pays off. The when I squint through the spotlight and see your lips are moving to the truth that I write. And we gon' be alright. Every night of my life is my night. Cause I view the future like it's hindsight. I ain't waiting, I'm patiently persevering. I see greatness in the person in the mirror very clearly. And that's why I take this seriously. Baby, come near to me and truly, truly hear me.
And I promise if you take me home, I'll sing you a song. Never leave me alone. Say, come on, baby, throw me a bone. I'll sing you a song. Never leave me alone. And I promise if you take me home, I'll sing you a song. Never leave me alone. Say, come on.
Brother Ali, 91.3 WTSR, open your mind. Hey, it's Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Jeff. I want to quickly go through and read the community calendar. On Saturday, March 27th, from 6:30 to 9:30, PEAC will host a combined fundraising effort to benefit the Mercer County chapter of the Sunshine Foundation's Dreamlift. This year's event will be themed Yes, You Can in 2010. It includes a fashion show, talent showcase, silent auction, wine tasting, and adopt a seat. Light food and refreshments will be served throughout the evening. Tickets for this year's event are on sale now, but space is limited. To obtain more information, to volunteer, to donate, or to purchase a ticket, call PEAC today at 609-883-2000 or visit the website at peachealthfitness.com. PEAC is located at 1440 Lower Ferry Road in Ewing, New Jersey. The Tony Award-winning McCarter Theater Center presents Steppenwolf Theater Company's acclaimed production of David Mamet's American Buffalo. Directed by Tony Award nominee Amy Morton and starring Tony Award winner Tracy Letts, the show runs from March 9th through March 28th. Group rates and special discount packages are available. Visit McCarter.org or call 609-258-ARTS for more information or to order tickets. If you would like to include an event in the WTSR community calendar, you can email us at news@wtsr.org with the subject line community calendar. And that's your community forecast. So we'll be back in a short few right after this song by Clips, 91.3 TSR.
To the casket drops. Third time's a charm, right? Come on. I'm kinda like a big deal. It's unbelievable, you see my warning gives you big chills. The flow running on big heels. My life after death, big ain't get to see how this feels. Third time's a charm, baby. After two classics, another stripe up on my arm, baby. It's a blessing to blow 100,000 in a recession with no second guessing. Ha, ha, we're ballin'. Drop tops with Lauren. Champagne with Warren. We up is the gang and I'm all in. To the powder and the flame, I have fallen. Get money, blow money is my calling. Yeah, watch it burn through it. Life's a maze, you twist and you turn through it. The driest of droughts maneuver and I earn through it. I'm set straight like a perm do it. Push.
They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
Ayo, I'm sitting on top of that. It's more than a feeling, ain't it? I be killing, damn it, I'm illin'. Hey, meet Mr. Popular. Go get your binoculars to see Penthouse 3, where the beast spitting fire on a PJ. In my PJs, Fire Marshal said I took it to the max like TJ. Yeah, I ain't peep, I said Marshals, we play. I guess I'm like the Black Marshal, meets J. Meet Ye, alligator souffle. Get it made, special ed. Get from a girl in special ed. You know the pretty ones in that dumb class. But she got that dumb. Hit high school and get pregnant dumb fast. What happened, Tisha? Your boyfriend fast? Turn around, give me pound like we folks. Oh no, I went raw, dog, three strokes.
They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
Lights. Cameras, action. The chain itself's a damn distraction. Reclaim the belt, the glory I bask in. I'm B-hop in the ring. Your cash in is like stopping the train. They think he's stopping my reign. Talk slick while dropping my name. I'm putting y'all to shame. Diamonds in the lil' hand. 50% splits, I X out the middleman. A far cry from a stash in the rental van. I'm the reason the hood need a dental plan. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the C4S with the rims protruding. The roof and moose like a magic show. Got me looking to the heavens like a javelin throw. Y'all twiddle your thumbs like the average Joe. But just as you reap, so shall you sow.
They whispering about us. I know you haters doubt us. How you count our money? We ain't even finished counting. Pardon me, I must say, I'm kinda like a big deal.
Get your teeth, my I just been through. I barely made it home from this hip-hop venue. These two guys, no three guys, no four. Yo, this posse tried to fake a moving pump, rush me like a Nazi. Underground club where the kids smell like molders. I almost got an avalanche dropped on my shoulders. Cause I write the fat raps and kids memorize them. I tried this new style and boy did I surprise them. They said, yo, that's too hype. Yo, who's he think he is? He's supposed to be commercial like that song about the biz. This kid said, Master Asia, what's the deal with the switches? He's bitching. Didn't like the rap I was pitching. You see, he was a rapper with a single about to drop. His record label told him that he had to make it pop. Take it from me, Jack, it's sadly mistaken. A lot of record labels be trying to get the bacon. By making a brother into something he is not in. You're better off in Bama on a farm picking cotton. They mold ya, they shape ya, they bend and they twist ya. They get paid like a fast and that's when they dish ya. So homeboy, you're better off coming from the heart and letting the kids put your record on the chart. You must use your head and forget what they said. Cause in about a year, you'll be like, okay, when I'm dead. The heavy. The master, the agent, the brand new, the heavy. If this was the opera, I'd probably say Figaro. Black kid from Brooklyn, but don't call me nigga though. I rocks the jams for the young population. I wonder, can I change the nation? It's futile, so I try, it's hopeless, yeah maybe. But I can't sit home and write ice baby. Cause if it comes down to, I must have a poppin'. I go get a day job and rap it, I'll stop it. I'm never going out, see your firm, I am standing. Cause my jams be fat like a cop named Cannon. My rap is mother, mine is nutritious. My word is final, the final is delicious. So taste it as if it was a hot fudge sundae. Well, I'm get mine, I guess maybe one day. I gotta work hard and must use my head to never hit the point of saying wake me when I'm dead. The master, the agent, the brand new, the heavy. The master, the agent, the brand new, the heavy. The master, the agent, the brand new, the heavy. The heavy. Wake me when I'm dead, yo, wake me when I'm dead. Cause life is like a nightmare, I'm gonna lose my head. So I make the jams that'll make me feel better. I hear a lot of groups that be cheesier than cheddar. But this jam is well built like 57 Chevy. The master, the aces, the brand new, the heavy. So weigh this on your underground scaling. We be prevailing while others be failing. I'm hailing from Brooklyn and I strive for the ends. But I don't need a Beamer and I don't need a Benz. Still I get respect for the style I be choosing. Rapping to the soul kind of jazz type of fusion. Not for a bruiser, but a breaker. Anything is swirling like an L.A. Laker. So I rocks the West Coast as well as the city, yo. I got crazy flavor like a P.E. video. Plus I got a lot of skill, and that's word. I quit battle, Umiji, you're crazier than Murdoch. Instead of confronting, you ought to be checking the time, cause it's wasting second after second. You're so busy ripping and daring kids to shoot ya. According to the judges, there's no blacks in the future. You better wake up before you're in over your head. Tomorrow you'll be screaming, wake me when I'm dead.
Brand new heavies, 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. That's a great song with they did with Master Ace off their album Heavy Rhyme Experience Volume 1. It stinks because they never released a Volume 2.
Yeah, I mean that was some hotness right there, and the fact that it was released in 94,
yeah,
is mind blowing. Because I guess I have no musical timeline in my head. Like if there's been no music before like 2000, you know, I think every band that I like has been around only since 2000, and you know, you look at the history of it.
See, I'm pretty sure every musician I like comes from like 1990 to 2000. And after that, it's just bands that I've liked,
right,
still doing new music, and no one really knew that I'm like, wow!
Exactly. I thought, you know, Brand New Heavies only dropped their stuff, you know, in the early 2000s.
90, man.
Yeah.
Look, like, when they formed up, they JK from Jamiroquai actually auditioned to be their lead singer.
Really?
They said no. They went with Nadé Davenport.
Which it wasn't a bad choice.
No, not at all. But then he was like, oh, I'm going to go form my own band. I'm going to show y'all people who's buzz.
And I'm going to put a moose on it.
And I'm going to show you Brand New Heavies. And it worked, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, that whole album is phenomenal hip hop. I don't know the whole album curse wise, because I would play all the tracks on it. I mean, they have Grand Pooba from Brand Nubian. They have Far Side. They have Gangstar, which is, you know, Guru. They have a lot of people on
Any word on Guru? Do we know if he's still alive?
Oh, yeah. He came out with a new album.
No. He had a stroke.
What?
He had a stroke like a month ago.
Oh, I don't know.
And he was in a medically induced coma.
Oh.
So I don't, but I haven't heard whether he came out of the coma or what happened.
I'm going to get back to you on that. Do. I'm going to look it up on the interwebs because I love Guru.
Yeah, his entire Jazzmatazz.
Like the stuff, the solo stuff he does now, like the 7.0, the 8.0, like they're all right, but the Jazzmatazz is just gold.
Yeah, I mean.
Gold.
It's for, you know, fans of music will love Jazzmatazz because it's the perfect blend of hip-hop and jazz.
The later one's more about, like, more into the hip-hop, but the early ones have, like, Donald Byrd on there. Like, there's a lot of famous jazz musicians that were on there. You know, later it's more about, like, him with, like, jazz beats with Common. But not still, that's bad.
It still worked.
There's a Jamiroquai joint that he did with Jazzmatazz.
Really?
Just, yeah, you've heard it.
I probably have. I just don't realize.
We'll play it. Right. We'll play it coming up next in a bit. Because it's fly. Guru with Jamiroquai. We'll enjoy the heart of that. All right. Jeff found something here in the music library. A group called Pariah. They are actually here hailing from TCNJ.
Yep.
An album just released last year. So I don't know if they're still at TCNJ or if they're gone.
I'm sure they're still in the area.
But we're going to play a track. And if we like them, then
we'll get them on the show. See,
we'll pimp them.
I told you, I'm all about the album cover. This is a hot album cover. Like the whole entire booklet, it just looks, it's very slick and elegant, and that's the only reason I picked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And it happened to be TCNJ people. Like it's a blend of rock and hip hop.
So a lesson to all you wannabe musicians: make sure, cover art is right.
Nice. Absolutely. All right. We're going to play that. We'll be right back. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Zone. Fitted on tilt with my backpack on. No time for haters, tell them kick stones. Chilling in the hood so I can clean my mental. Always got a shorty coming right on schedule. She never stay long cause I'm about my grizzly. Play with you later, right now I'm busy. 2 years, 100,000 on a sedan. Next year I'll be a $100,000 man. Straight to the top, yeah, that's the plan. You either moving or you ain't, that's all I'm saying. You only need cocaine when I'm spitting this crack. Put them heat pills down, take this back. So you having nightmares, so you need that weed. Try me out, I bet you OD. So you only smoke dust when you feeling worthless. Well, I can make you feel like a brand new person. Now you pumping bass to lose track of the time. Pump my bass, you lose your mind. Now they like, yo, Pariah got that fire. Elevator music, we can take you higher. He the orchestra and I'll play the choir. Turn up the volume, prepare to be inspired. Coming at your head with like 1,000 watts. Feel the game's been missing like 1,000 spots. Stepping out the ball, my team versus your team. That ain't fair, my team on creatine. Matter of fact, my team don't even need a team. Hold up, where you at? I don't see your team. Oh, there they go, run it again. They probably heard Pariah out here coming for them. Don't need cocaine when I'm spitting this crack. Put them heat pills down, take this back. So you having nightmares, so you need that weed. Try me out, I bet you OD. So you only smoke dust when you're feeling worthless. Well, I can make you feel like a brand new person. Now you pull the bass to lose track of the time. Pump my bass, you lose your mind. This the part of the movie where things get suspenseful. I am the climax, I am an IMAX. He is the digital Dolby surround sound. I'm one of these other rappers that they should just bow down. We was the best kept secret until the world found out. I was the best kept secret until your girl found out. Steve knocking at the door screaming keep the sound down. She hungry and she wanted, I'ma let her chow down. Yeah.
nightmare, so you need that weed. Try me out, I bet you OD. So you only smoke dust when you're feeling worthless. Well, I can make you feel like a brand new person. Now you pull the bass to lose track of the time. Pump my bass, you lose your mind. Don't need cocaine when I'm spitting this crack. Put the lean pills down, huh? Take this back. So you have a nightmare, so you need that weed. Try me out, I bet you OD. So you only smoke dust when you're feeling worthless. Well, I can make you feel like a brand new person. Now you pull the bass to lose track of the time. Pump my bass, you lose your mind.
Melissa, what are you up to?
Just the usual. Looking at people's Facebooks who I never even talk to or even hang out with. Oh, Jen uploaded new photos of herself at a party. How uninteresting.
Well, you know WTSR's on Facebook. That might be something a little bit more interesting to stalk. You should join the group or add the fan page.
Awesome. That's gotta be looking at this album called Chillin' in the Haze. It is 54 photos? Who actually wants to look at these?
Well, you are.
Shut up.
Add our group or become a fan of 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
Get up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Mugs, let's a funk flow, someone's fucking junk. Yo, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punk off. Feeling funky, amps in the trunk. And I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill. Plus my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump, 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 jump.
Everybody jump.
Jump, 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 jump.
Everybody
jump. Jump, 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 jump.
I'll serve you hot like John McEnroe. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking her. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes and the Bible's got psalms. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I'll do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump.
Listen to the sound that pounds, I jump around. I'm no clown, I get down to the funk. Listen to the wig out and step to the rear, dear, cause I'm here. The P to the E to the T, E rockin'. The runs in your stockin', so hun, put the rockin'. Chillin' with the house of pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around.
I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig, cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tryna play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk. Get used to one style of yo, when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR in Trenton, your home for music, news, and community information, a broadcast service of the College of New Jersey and the School of the Arts and Communication. Join us weekdays from midnight to 6 p.m. for alternative music, or evenings and weekends for a variety of specialty shows. Open your mind. We are interested in what you think. We are on the web at www.wtsr.org, and you can reach us at wtsr@tcnj.edu.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to 91.3 WTSR from Kendall Hall at the College of New Jersey. If you have a request, call in at 609-771-2554 or instant message us at WTSRDJ. 91.3 WTSR is the place for your music. Open your mind.
91.3 WTSR is the place for your music. If you want to hear underground hip-hop, we got it. Prefer those golden oldies? We got that too. WTSR has something for everyone.
Like me.
Like me.
Like me.
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 Like me.
Check out our DJ schedule at WTSR.org to find what show's right for you and begin to open your mind.
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 Uh-huh. Yeah, hey.
I've been practicing in my mind.
What about ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba? Catch the vibes, the reggae and the ragtime. Ooh, catch the vibes, catch the vibes. Ooh, cause it's Lucas with a little. Catch the vibes, catch the vibes. Ooh, cause it's Lucas with a little.
Microphone about to get hooked up. I let look up, I let look up, I let whatever bubbles up. Have your hands spread the vibes and illuminate the sky. Cause it's Lucas with the lid off. It's Lucas with the lid off. It's Lucas with the lid off. Come on and take your lid off.
Yeah, bringing it back.
Wow.
What's that, 94, 95?
Out of 1852.
91.3 WTSR, Lucas with the lid off. That song is still...
It's hot.
It's still hot.
It's jamming.
You know, you can kind of make fun of it until you listen to it, and you're like, if that's got to nod your head right there.
Right, exactly. That's a fun record right there.
Yeah. And it's currently 11:05, beautiful Ewing, New Jersey. Live from the College of New Jersey, Kendall Hall. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ for Electric Eclectic, joined by super producer Jeff Stewart.
What's up, people? What's good?
What's the weather outside? You were just outside.
It's effing nice.
Beautiful?
It's effing beautiful.
Great day for a...
parade.
Parade. That's right. Jeff Stewart, we'll be at Tier the Nog. Not officially. He's just going there to drink.
Wherever I go, it's official.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not like Tier the Nog featuring Jeff Stewart.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You got a poster and you're like, thumbs up with all the beautiful ladies. Like, yeah. You know, it's just you're going out.
Yeah, I will be sans Brit during the parade because she's going home to take a bunch of antibiotics and some narcotics.
She's British, so I'm sure she has like Fang of Newt or something that they take.
Yeah, she's got some you know, Harry Potter stuff going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to be at Tier the Nog. If you want to buy me a drink, I would not say no.
Yeah.
And I'll even sign some stuff for you.
You sign the beer bottle that they buy you and you give it back?
I'll sign a coaster.
Yeah, you know.
Who is this?
I don't know. I just picked her up out of the music library.
She looks like she's trying to be like Lady Gaga, but attractive.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lady Gaga's a tranny, so it's...
Everyone's like, no, she's not a tranny. I saw the video. I saw it slip out.
I think she just did that for S's and giggles.
I don't know.
But that's a pretty awesome video of her slippage of something there dangling in between her legs. It's just funny. You know, either way, it helps sell stuff for her. Because she is kind of like a sort of beautiful maybe underneath that piles of crap she puts on.
Sure. Well, we're all beautiful on the inside, man.
Yeah.
We're all beautiful on the inside.
All right. After Jeff told me about Guru, I went online. He was in a medically induced coma for surgery. He came out of everything okay. He will recover.
Good, because hip-hop needs him.
Yes. Like, he has a very nice flow. He's not, like, exuberant.
Right.
He's just... He's a classic, because he's been doing it since, like, 1980s, and he just continues... Like, every other year to put out something.
Right, right.
And in hip-hop, that's unheard of.
Right, and, like, the great thing about Guru is he'll bring up other people. Like, it'll be Guru Presents whatever, and he'll let whatever guest star, just take it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great. He's great. We recommend Jazzmatazz.
Right.
The albums are phenomenal.
Are we up to, like, 10 now? Jazzmatazz, 10?
Only four.
Four, really?
They have four. They have they released a mixtape.
Right.
And a best of.
Okay.
The best of is a great place to start. Best of Gangstar is a great place to go.
Yeah.
He's just amazing. We're going to play a Jazzmatazz track featuring Jamiroquai, a song called Lost Souls. So we're going to get that on. We're going to get some Rozzy High Power after that.
Yep.
Are
we going to put this chick on?
Yeah, we're going to probably put her on. We're going to come back and talk a bit more. We got to talk about Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
So we'll come back and talk about him. If you have a request, 609-771-2554. I know you're croggy and just getting up and need a coffee. But hey, we're here. You know, you want to hear something, 609-771-2554. Give us a call. We will hook it up. Guru, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Doing it in a house like this. Going out to the lost soul. Coming straight to you from the guru and the crew to the lost souls. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost soul. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost souls. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost souls. I hope you find your way someday. Sometimes I wonder why some people can't see what's beyond the naked eye. So therefore I must fortify techniques of communication far beyond what is considered to be normal conversation. So I need some crowd participation. Yo, am I giving what you need?
Yes, true indeed. As greed grows like weed, many bad seeds start to contaminate the crop. I think that needs to stop, Pops. Brothers are slain over respect and clout, while their mother's trying to figure out what it's all about. But when you give up on self, that's when you're lost, cause you're playing with your life like it's a coin toss.
To the lost souls, I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost souls. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost soul. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost soul. I hope you find your way someday.
No doubt I release a form of speech relative to urban outreach, transmitting messages to each true listener. Rhymes divine but rough, like the skin on blisters. But the truth hurts, plus I got no time for running around chasing skirts. So see, my sound is a corrector, a profound lecture, quality texture. That's because of what I see. A lot of MCs are gas like helium. What up, G? A lot of people in general are straight up no good. Makes me wanna shoot them. Ayo, maybe I should. But instead I parlay, maintain self-control, and say a prayer for the lost
soul. To the lost souls, I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost soul. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost soul. I hope you find your way someday. That's why I sit and I pray for the lost soul. I hope you find your way someday.
Get up, stand up, come on, stand up for your right.